Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Yud Chesam and Aleph. We're holding on the second line on Yud Chesam and Aleph. Reish Lakish says that the Makar, that there's Tashlumin by Shavuos, is in the Pasuk which says V'chag HaKatzer. The Torah calls Shavuos Chag HaKatzer. Now, Ezu Chag Shatachoygi V'Kaitzer by, which Chag is there that you're, it's during the time that you're Kaitzer, that you harvest? Have Yayimir Zatzeres? That's referring to Shavuos. Now, Amas, when is it that you could actually harvest on Shavuos? The Lema Biyamtif, the Yamtif of Shavuos itself, Katsir Biyamtif Mishari, are you allowed to harvest on Yamtif? It's a malacha, it's kaitzer, you can't do that on Yom Tov. Alalav l'tashlumen, it must be referring to the makeup days of Shavuos, and you see that there's a concept of tashlumen for Shavuos. However, I'm Rabbi Yechonon is chaylik. Rabbi Yechonon says al me'ato, according to your way of reading the pasuk, so then we have to read this a different pasuk in a similar way. The pasuk says chag asif. So now ezu chag sheish bayasifa, which chag is there that you also gather, that you're ma'amir, you gather in all the grains from the field? Have yoimer zechag asukais? It's referring to sukkas. Now emas, when exactly are you allowed to gather? Yilema biyamtiv, if it's the yamtiv of sukkas itself, malacha biyamtiv mishari, are you allowed to do malacha on sukkas? Ala b'chula shalmayit. Rather, it's referring to chalamayit, but same kind. Are you allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMayit? Shalom letzarich hayamtif. Are you allowed to do that? Avadanat. So now we're really stuck because the days of Tashlumin for Sukkot are during Chol HaMayit. So there is no time that you're allowed to do asif during the Chag of Sukkot. So Ella, what are you going to have to say? The pshat in the pasuk is El Chag HaBab is man asifa. Chag HaAsif is just another name for Sukkot. Sukkot is called Chag HaAsif because it's the Chag that comes during the harvesting time of the year. So Achanami by the pasuk of Chag HaKatzir, I'll tell you it's just another name for Shavuos, and it's called that because it's the Chag HaBav, it's Man Ketzira, it's the Chag which falls during the harvest season, nothing to do with Tashlumen. Now the Gemara is medayik that mechal de tarvayu sfir luhu de chulu shalmayit aser basiyas molacha. Rabbi Yechonon says lehedya that chag asif cannot be referring to chalamayit because chalamayit is aser b'molacha. And Reish Lakish doesn't answer that, no, that's not true. So it's mashma, both of them agree that there's an iser molacha on chalamayit. And the kasha is minani, mili, what's the makar? So that's the Gemara five makaris. Makar number one, the Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, as chag amatzah is tishmar shivas yamim, says you should guard and not do molacha for 7 days, limi na chulu shalmayit aser basiyas molacha. Rav Yoshia says that that's the makar that Chol HaMayit has an iser malacha. Rav Yoshia says, "I'm marrying a tzarich. You don't need that pasuk. Chav v'chaimer. I can learn it out from Svara. Umar Rishon v'Shvi she'en kedusha l'fnei nalachareyan. The first day of Yom Tov, the seventh day of Yom Tov. The first day has no kedusha. They have no kedusha before or after, and yet it's aser basiyas malacha. And yet it's aser to do malacha on the first and seventh day, even though it's not surrounded by kedusha. So chulah shalmayit she'esh kedusha l'fnei nalachareyan in a din she'aser basiyas malacha. Then surely Chol HaMayit, which is surrounded on both sides by Kedusha, it has the first day before it, as the Shvi Shal Yom Tov afterwards, all the more so it should have an Isra Malacha. Says the Gemara, that's not a good Svara. Sheishis may Bereishis Yechichu, the 6 days of the week will prove you otherwise. Sheish Kedusha Lefnin Achrayan, there's a Shabbos before, there's a Shabbos after, Umutar Basiyas Malacha, and yet still there's a Heter to do Malacha during the 6 days of creation. So you see that that's not a Svara, just because it's surrounded by Kedusha, that there should be an Isra Malacha. To which the Gemara says, yeah, but Mala Sheishis may Bereishis, ain't about Karba Musaf. The 6 days of creation, you don't bring a Karba Musaf. Timer Bakula Shamayat Shiesh by Karba Musaf. On Chalamayat, there's a Karba Musaf. So maybe the Karba Musaf, it should be a reason that we should assume that there's an Isra Malacha on Chalamayat. Says the Gemara, Karba Musaf is not going to do the trick. Rosh Chodesh Yechiach. Rosh Chodesh will show you otherwise. Shiesh by Karba Musaf. On Rosh Chodesh, you bring a Karba Musaf. Umutar Basias Malacha. And yet there's no Isra Malacha. On Rosh Chodesh, you see, Musaf doesn't cause an Isra Malacha. Well, says the Gemara, okay, fine, but Mala Rosh Chodesh, Shekari Mikra Kaidash. Rosh Chodesh is not called Mikra Kaidash. Timer Bechula Shomayit, Shekari Mikra Kaidash. Chol HaMayit is called Mikra Kaidash, or it could be that's what's gonna do it. Hayel Vakari Mikra Kaidash, Dinu Sha'asir Basias Malacha. Since Chol HaMayit is called Mikra Kaidash, so it's logical that should have with it an Isser Malacha. So that's Rabbi Yonason's Makar, that's the second Makar. Tani Idach, a third Makar. The Pasuk says, Kol Malachas Avoida Le Sasu. The next Pasuk starts off, Shivas Yamim. So we dash from there, the Liman Chol HaMayit Sha'asir Basias Malacha, Div Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that that's the Makar, the Chol HaMayit is Asir Be Malacha. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, a fourth Makar, in a Tzarech, Hari Aimer, the Pasuk says, Eilu Mayadi Hashem. Now, B'makas Medaber, what's the Pasuk referring to? Iberishai, in Berishan, if it's referring to the first day of Sukkot, which is the context of the Pasuk, Hari Kvar Nemer Shabbosain. The first day of Sukkot is called Shabbosain. In Bishvi, or really Bishmini, Hari Kvar Nemer Shabbosain. The eighth day of Sukkot is also called Shabbosai. The pasuk says, "V'yayim Arishin Shabbosai, V'yayim Ashmini Shabbosai." Ha'ein Akasim Adaber Elu B'Chol Shomayid. It must be the pasuk is referring to Chol Hamayid Lamdecha Shasir Basias Malacha, that it's Asir Malacha. And Tani Idach Fifth Makar. The pasuk says, "Sheishes Yamim Teicha Matzah Z'v'yayim Ashvi Yatzaris Hashem." 6 days eat matzah, and on the seventh day it's day of Isra Malacha Tatzaris Hashem. So we learn out from the fact that it's in the same pasuk that Mashvi Yatzir Avsheishes Yamim Matzirin. We make a hekesh that just like the seventh day of Pesach is also be malacha, so to the first 6 days, even Chol Hamayid. Says the Gemara now, the Braisa, Imash Vi also bechol malacha, Avsheishes Yamim Matzurin bechol malacha. So maybe we should darshan that Chol Hamayid is a complete Isra Malacha. Mam is just like Yom Tov. Tamalaymar uveyayim Ashvi Atzers. It's mashma that Ashvi Atzer bechol malacha, vein Sheishes Yamim Matzurin bechol malacha. The Torah Lemaisa singles out the seventh day, so it's mashma only the seventh day has a complete Isra Malacha. The days of Chol Hamayid has a quasi Isra Malacha. Halay Masan Akasav El Chachamim. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim. Laimer Lachesi Yemaser Vezi Yemutter. Which day is Aser? Which day is Mutter? Meaning that Chol Hamayid does not have a complete Isra. And Ezim Malacha Asura Vezim Malacha Mutares. So it doesn't have a complete Isra. Chazal then tell us which Malachis are Aser. Things that are, let's say, not Lutzer Chamayid and Ukadime. Vezim Malacha Mutares, which is things that are like Davar Aved. And like we learned in Mesechus Maid Katan, that there's all sorts of Heterim. So those are the five Makairis though for the Isra Malacha on Chol Hamayid. Now going back to the Mishnah had mentioned in Mutar and Basman of Vitainish, Shalakim is Divri Aimer Matzeres Achmer Shabbos. We said that the makeup day for Shavuos, when Shavuos was out on the Shabbos, and even Beis Hillel agrees that you cannot bring the carbon of the Yom Tif on Shavuos. So even Beis Hillel agrees in that case that you do not bring the carbonis on Shavuos, you bring it on Sunday, because you can't bring it on Shabbos. On that makeup day, which is Sunday, so it's Mutar Basman of Vitainish, even though normally a Yom Tivayach should be Aser Basman of Vitainish, here we don't want it to be Aser because we don't want to look like the Tzedukim who hold that Shavuos always has to fall out on a Sunday. Now, ask the Gemara, really, there's no Isser Hespet on a makeup day? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Maisu Mesa Alexa Belud. There was a story that Alexa died in Lud. V'nichnesu kol Yisrael l'saiftai, and all Klaiser went to be maspidim. V'loya nichem Rabbi Tarfin. Rabbi Tarfin didn't allow them. Ibneshi Yomtev shal tzeresayat, because it was Yomtev, it was Shavuos. Now, ask the Gemara, Yomtev sakadaitach, really, it was Shavuos. Ibi Yomtev mikasu, would everyone be coming to be maspidim? Everyone knows, and in Yomtev you can't give a Hespet. It must be that it wasn't Shavuos itself, it was the makeup day. And what you see, the Reb Tarfon did not allow them to give a hesped. So you see that on the Yom Tevayach, there's an Isser hesped, not like what we said in the Mishnah. To which the Gemara says, the seemingly obvious answer is like Kasha, Kam b'yamtiv shechol yis achra Shabbos, Kam b'yamtiv shechol yis b'Shabbos. It depends. If Shavuos falls out after Shabbos, meaning some point during the week, so then the makeup day is Taka Aser b'hesped. And that was the story with Alexa. Now, if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, it was specifically about that case that the Mishnah said that when you do the makeup on Sunday that it's Mutter Behesped, and that's only because we want to show that we're not being like the Tzedukim. Be'etzem, the makeup day is also Behesped Utainis. It's only when Shavuos falls out on the Shabbos and we don't want to look like the Tzedukim who hold that Shavuos always has to fall out on a Sunday, so then we make that Sunday Mutter Behesped Utainis, but there's no kasha from a tarfin on our Mishnah.